grassy strip 3 or 4 feet wide in between the sidewalk and the street.
Oh, the grass?
Yeah.
They have that in each town, you know.
Yeah. I couldn't have thought of that of a thing, I tell you. I never did thought about
it. Yeah, I tell you, it's true. That. I know what it is, but... Yeah.
Some of the things they got people calling it, it'd be a berm, or a boulevard strip, a grass plot, parking strip, parkway, sidewalk plot, tree lawn, a neutral ground. I never heard any of those.
That's right. It'd be something like that, yeah.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Dip.
What do you call a worthless dog? Just hangs around, eats, but doesn't do any work. Worthless dog? It just hangs around, eats, but he won't do any work. Dog.
Oh, I thought just a useless hound.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Winker.
Winker?
Winker.
What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this?
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again. What would you call that?
You call that the second cut.
Second cut. Okay. What do you call bread in loaves made out of white flour?
Loaf bread.
What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
What other things are made from cornmeal?
Well, you have cornmeal muffins, corn sticks.
What's the difference between a corn stick and a muffin?
Well, a muffin is round, and a corn stick, you go to this fish camp, you know, you've been to that.
Are they made the same way, or?
No, they made a difference. A muffin's round.
Well, no, I mean, but it tastes the same. They're made out of the same
stuff. Oh, yeah, same stuff.
Anything
but else? Just now, you go to fish camp. I know you've been to fish camp eating these corn sticks.
Yeah.
I know once a fellow down during his harvest here, and he about half drunk, and ordered fish, you know, and they brought them corn sticks in there, and a platter of them, and he ate them and all, and regularly brought the fish in, and he said, "What's them?" Says, "These are fish." Said, "Hell, I thought they might just eating the fish, and you couldn't have had no fish, no." They just eating the corn sticks. Their corn sticks are really good. They're round, you know, and they're fried in grease, you know. They're really good.
And I lost my place here. Got interested in what you were saying. What do you call cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake. I know my grandmother used to cook them, and I used to eat them. Them things were really good.
Never had that.
They were really good. They used to roast sweet potatoes in ashes, you know. They were really fun.
I love sweet potatoes, but I never had them.
Oh, she used to. Years ago, used to have the ash beds in the fireplace, put them potatoes in there, and rake them ashes over. Let them get done, take them out. They were delicious.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft cornbread, I call that mush.
Mush. What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big that has a hole in the middle and is made with baking powder? That's about that big.
Oh.
What I call it, that might not be what you call it.
They got a hole in the
cellar. Yeah.
I need a wife to buy them down.